Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Progressive Vibe. I am your host, Dodrick King. Today's date is October 3rd, 2021. This is Season 5, Episode 6. And the title of this episode, The Cause and Effects Dynamic Politicians Have on Their Constituents. So in today's show, guys, we will be discussing the cause and effect dynamic politicians have on their constituents and how that role impacts society. We will get into an article by The Hill that reads Manchin Throws Down Gauntlet with Progressives. So the reason I wanted to bring you guys this article and match it with the title of this episode is so significant. This is The Progressive Vibe, and this is a progressive minded show that we do here. So I felt it is necessary to share this article with you, the TP Vibe listeners, since it does discuss members of the Progressive Caucus in this article. But before we get into that, guys, we will do the routine listeners check-in. So first things first, to the listeners of the podcast, I want to say thank you for liking, sharing, and donating to the show. However you show love to the show, it is greatly appreciated. As you know, sharing the Progressive Vibe on social media is the most effective way to get our message out, and it is all totally free of charge. The Progressive Vibe is on all platforms you can listen and get your podcast. The Progressive Vibe is now on Podchaser. Podchaser is a platform that empowers podcast discovery for listeners, podcasters, and everyone else. If you want to learn more about Podchaser, go to podchaser.com. That's PODCHASER.com. The Progressive Vibe is also now on Podbean. Podbean is a platform for podcast hosting and monetization. If you are a podcast listener, you can also find your podcast here. And if you are a podcaster, this would be a great way to promote your show. To learn more about Podbean, go to podbean.com. That's PODBEAN.com. Now, a quick show plug for our listeners before we get into today's main show. As we did last week, guys, we did a TP Vibe listener question and answer type of ordeal where listeners of the show sent me emails and posed questions for the show, and I did my best to answer those questions and spread insight to those questions. It was really, really fun, and it was something new, and we're definitely going to do that again. But back to the show plug. If you have something you want me to discuss on the podcast, you can follow me on Twitter. That's usually where I'm at, mostly on social media. My Twitter handle is DODI_VIBE. That's DODI_vibe on Twitter. You can use the hashtag TPVibe. That's TPVIBE on Twitter. Or you can send me a message from the contact form on the show's website. I will give you guys the website here momentarily. Also, if you want to stay in touch with the show, you can enter your email address in the Stay In Touch box to get every new episode delivered to your inbox. You can do all of this on the show's website. The show's website is theprogressivevibe18490366.wordpress.com. And also, if you want to help us make the show and sustain future episodes in the future, become a monthly supporter on the show's website. We do have listeners of the show that has subscribed to the show, and it is very, very awesome, and it is actually growing, which is even more awesome. If you want to become a monthly supporter, you can go to the show's website that I just gave you, theprogressivevibe18490366.wordpress.com. Or if you want to just make contributions to the show, one-time contributions or any amount contributions. All is honestly greatly appreciated. You can do this on the show's Cash App. The show's Cash App tag is DahDee92. That's DahDee92. And you can do either of those, guys, or as I said previously, you can continue listening to the show and sharing it on social media, because that is the most effective way to get our message out. And on that note, let's get into today's main show. Hey guys, welcome to the main show. So let's jump right into this. Before I share this article with you all, I kind of wanted to give you guys a little background on what's transpiring here with this article and with the title of this episode, because honestly, I think they go hand in hand. There's a cause and effect with everything. It could be a good thing, be a bad thing. For example, your kid has a ball game, and due to the weather, the ball game got canceled. Well, you know, that happens, and you know, maybe the kid didn't want to play anyway, so he was glad the ball game got canceled. Or maybe he's super competitive and really wanted to play that game, but unfortunately, because of the weather, it got canceled. Or you working a job, and a result of you working late, the effect is it makes you very tired. You know, just simple, small things like that, just to give you an example. But with this episode, again, the cause and effect dynamic, politicians have on their constituents, it plays a bigger role fundamentally, because, politicians have the power in, our society to make life a lot more better. That could be quality. That can be, I'm just going to say quality, because quality can be a whole host of things. Or they can make life potentially worse. And, you know, that's definitely a cause and effect that our government has. And this article from The Hill that reads Manchin throws down gauntlet with progressives, it really, really shows the type of cause and effect that it's having here, because it seems like Biden's agenda is being hijacked by the moderate Democrats within the caucus. And to remind you guys, Biden had an agenda that he ran on, okay? And the agenda that it's being called is the Build Back Better agenda. And this agenda that Biden has touted, it involves the things that the progressives are trying to get passed, which is the reconciliation bill. And the moderates are being compromised because there is two bills that needs a vote. And that is the reconciliation bill, and that is the infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill is about $1.1 trillion. And in my honest view of the infrastructure bill, even though it provides infrastructure, it does have a bunch of corporate handouts in it. And the reconciliation bill has more of a broader context, meaning that it seems to benefit the people more so than the corporations. And to give an example, before I give into this article, the reconciliation bill, it helps combat or addresses the climate crisis that is not only in the U.S., but it's obviously it's a worldwide thing. But it has that type of legislation in it. It has that. It also has, you know, older people would be able to get dental work and get eyeglasses and not be charged for it. And it also has universal pre-K, which I feel like is very, very necessary, especially in this society where all we do, as you know, it seems to be is work, work, work. So that could be, that's definitely a given, right? If you want people to go back to work so much, the least you can do is provide childcare while the parents at work. And it has a whole host of other things in it, guys, that it addresses. But it just seems like it's being, the can is being kicked down the road, which it has, because you have moderate Democrats, specifically two. And one we're going to get into in this article. And they are stalling the bill. And it's keeping the progressives from not only passing the reconciliation bill, but voting on the bill that the moderate Democrats want, and that is the infrastructure bill. So the progressives said, hey, look, guys, okay, if you want to play it like that, if we're not going to pass this reconciliation bill for the people that was supposedly already agreed on months ago, then we will not vote on the infrastructure bill. So now there's a stalemate within Congress, because you have senators like Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who, let's be real, changed the goalpost. Months ago, he agreed to not $3.5 trillion, $4 trillion in reconciliation spending. But all of a sudden now it's dwindled down to $1.5 trillion because there is some conflict of interest there. And I feel that Joe Manchin is lobbying to some of his donors, and some of his donors who fund his campaign does not want him to vote on their reconciliation bill. And that goes to what's inside of the reconciliation bill. So is the other Democrat that's holding up progress, which is Democratic Senator from Arizona, Kristen Sinema. She's also being compromised. She's not voting on a reconciliation bill because of things in it. And this is the thing. The reporters have already asked, what is it that you don't agree on in the bill? They can't find an answer. But we have an answer. The progressives have an answer. It's because you're being compromised. It's because you are taking corporate PAC money from your donors that don't want you to vote on this legislation because it's going to interrupt their bottom line. Plain and simple. But this article will get into more of that, let me share it with you. I'm not going to read all of it, guys, because it is a quite lengthy article, but I will post this along the episode so you can check it out if you like, because it's very, very telling stuff. So it goes on to read, Senator Joe Manchin is in the driver's seat and letting liberal Democrats, my thing is too with the whole liberal thing, you know, I just don't like the word liberal. How about just progressives? But I do digress. Let me continue reading this. It says, letting liberal Democrats in the House and Senate know that he plans to set the terms for the budget reconciliation bill that they hope to use to enact President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, which we've discussed. It goes on to say, Manchin's announcement Thursday that he won't support any reconciliation bill costing more than $1.1 trillion served as a rude awakening to progressives who thought he would support a number much closer to the $3.5 trillion goal set by the Senate and House passed budgets. Again, this was already set by the Senate and the House. It goes on to say the timing of his announcement was especially enraging to progressives as it came hours before the House was set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was supposed to be passed in tandem with the reconciliation package as part of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer's, Democrat out of New York, two-track strategy. By declaring that his top line limit would be $1.5 trillion, a full $2 trillion less than the number he voted for in the Senate budget resolution last month. Manchin made it clear that the reconciliation bill isn't passing anytime soon. Manchin further angered his more liberal colleagues by issuing a statement Wednesday dismissing their big spending plans at a time when Social Security and Medicare face funding shortfalls as the, quote, the definition of fiscal insanity, end quote. The reaction from House liberals was angry and immediate. Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat out of Washington, the chairwoman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, accused Manchin, along with centrist Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat out of Arizona, whom she pointed out represent only 4% of the Senate Democratic Conference, of blocking the president's agenda, the Democratic agenda that we ran on. Jayapal pledged that she and fellow House progressive would not vote on the $1.1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, which Manchin and Sinema took lead roles in crafting until the Senate passed a reconciliation bill that satisfies her wing of the party. I'm going to scroll on down a little bit, guys. Representative AOC, Democrat out of New York, another leading House progressive, hit Manchin for being happy to support defense spending increase, but not social spending boosts. I wonder why. AOC said, quote, ever notice how deficit hawks vote for record high defense spending, yet claim bills that help people and challenge lobbyists are too much? AOC tweeted in a post that featured a picture of Manchin. She pointed out that the 2022 defense bill cost $768 billion, while Biden's agenda would cost $350 billion a year. Scroll on down a little bit. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat out of Minnesota, hit Manchin for dismissing her spending priorities as fiscal insanity. Omar said, quote, inaction is insanity. Not willing to negotiate in good faith is insanity. not fighting to have the critical investments that are needed is insanity. Trying to kill your party's agenda is insanity. She goes on to say, not trying to make sure the president we all work so hard to elect's agenda pass is insanity. Losing us the majority in the House and the Senate is insanity. And I'm going to read a couple more of this, guys. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, independent out of Vermont, on Thursday night renewed his call for House liberals to defeat the bipartisan infrastructure bill and criticized the frantic late-night scramble by House Democratic leaders to round up enough votes to pass it. Sanders said, quote, "It is absurd. It is an absurd way to do business to be negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill a few minutes before a major vote with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. That's unacceptable. I think what has got to happen is tonight the bipartisan infrastructure bill must be defeated, and we can then sit down, work out a way to pass both pieces of legislation." And this last little bit of this, guys, it says Senate Democrats were generally much more restrained than their House liberal counterparts in responding to Manchin's red line, acknowledging they need his vote and he can always walk away. So I skipped through a lot of that, guys. As you can tell by the read, it's kind of lengthy. But when we come back, I will discuss this article and how it coincides with the title of this episode, because honestly, it's just really, really disappointing things that's in this article. And I understand 100% why it frustrates and gets the Progressive Caucus angry. And in some retrospect, gets Biden upset as well, because you have two moderate Democrats who are being compromised by their donors, holding up Biden's entire Build Back Better agenda that he set out on. So yeah, well, guys, when we come back, we will continue to discuss this matter. Stay tuned, and we will be right back after these messages. Hey guys, welcome back from the break. So I wanted to further discuss the cause and effect that politicians like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema does to their constituency. The data shows that the majority of West Virginia constituents that live in that state want the reconciliation bill. The majority of Arizona constituents that live in the state of Arizona want the reconciliation bill. And what's causing these politicians not to support the $3.5 trillion was supposed to be agreed upon, by the way, already, but the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package is because there is conflicts of interest that lie within the reconciliation bill to the politicians. And what I mean by that is Joe Manchin wants to pass the reconciliation bill, but he doesn't want to pass the $1.5 trillion reconciliation bill. He wants to pass a much lower bill, like $1.5 trillion. And as I said in the previous segment, they have him documented supporting a higher reconciliation bill, more than $3.5 trillion. It was actually four trillion. And now it's dwindled down over the months. So now not only did we not pass the bill, but it's also the spending of it is also going down also. And I think, me personally, there is some conflicts of interest. Now, it shows that the reconciliation bill will be having have provisions with inside the bill that combats or addresses climate change or the climate crisis at this point. And it seems like Joe Manchin, or at least his donors, doesn't like that. Now, it shows, as documentation says, as it shows, that Joe Manchin takes money from dirty coal. Now, dirty coal and Big Pharma are two type of establishments that go hand in hand, because on one end, you have the reconciliation bill targeting climate change, you know, trying to make a more cleaner planet than the other way around. Now, coal doesn't do that. And if Joe Manchin votes on big spending on the reconciliation bill, then it's going to address that factor that his donors does not want him to address, let alone Joe Manchin, it seems like, because they're paying him not to vote on these things. Now, on Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat senator out of Arizona, she is also opposed to the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill layout and proposes a lesser amount. Now, the reconciliation bill addresses Big Pharma. It addresses the problem that Medicare has with Big Pharma. And that is, if the bill passes, then Medicare will be able to negotiate drug prices with Big Pharma. As it currently stands now, that can't happen. That doesn't happen. That's why drug prices in America is not only high, but one of the highest in the whole entire world. And we can point out insulin. We can point out cancer treatment, and the list goes on. But as documentation shows, Kyrsten Sinema takes money from Big Pharma. She lobbies for Big Pharma. So if the reconciliation bill addresses that, of course she's not going to vote on it, because that impacts, that affects her donors' bottom line. And that affects the money she makes from her donors who fund her campaign. And the cause and effect that it has with the constituents of this country, guys, I'm going to break this down real simple. We all are human beings. We all have a life. We all want a better quality of life, not only for us, but for our families, for our loved ones, for people, our friends, people who we know, who we don't know. If you're a person who has empathy towards other people that you don't know, in this case, I do. I know my listeners of this show does. But it's a shame when we elect politicians to do this agenda for us. And when they get into those positions, they become corrupt. And at this point in time, guys, I think when we are dissecting or weeding out, if you will, people who we want to vote for, and that's locally, you know, that's state, that's abroad. We have to start looking at corporate PAC money. We just do. And the people who are speaking against this, like AOC, like Ilhan Omar, like Bernie Sanders, like Ayanna Pressley, like Katie Porter, like Jayapal. You know, they, Rashida Tlaib, excuse me, her too. I mean, the Progressive Caucus has took a pact not to take progressive corporate PAC money. They've taken an oath, if you will, and they do not take corporate PAC money. They're not bought off politicians. So it's easier for them to say the things that we agree upon. The thing that the everyday average American person agree upon. The things that, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, says that, hey, you know what? It should be an increase in the federal minimum wage. Hey, you know what? There should be student loan cancellation. Hey, you know what? There should be universal health care. Hey, you know what? We should address climate change. Hey, you know what? We should have universal pre-K to help families. You know, these things that people overwhelmingly agree on, these are things that the Progressive Caucus is promoting. They're speaking the people's language. And to a certain extent, that is what Biden's agenda is. It doesn't go far enough, in my opinion, but I'm sure it doesn't go further enough in the progressives that are in the Progressive Caucus eyes either. But it's a start, and it's going in the right direction. And we have, I hate to say it, but corrupt politicians who are not worried about materially changing for the better their constituents of their state lives. They're worried about their bottom line getting interfered with. And their bottom line is, I don't want to make my corporate donors unhappy by voting on legislation that's not going to make them more money, thus make me more money. Were you in the wrong profession? You're in the wrong profession. You are a public servant, and you go by what the people voted you to go by. And when you breach that trust, it's hard to take your word for anything. And that's why I get so annoyed with corrupt politicians, because they make life harder on everyone. Because what if people want to get involved more so in the voting process and get involved more in our democracy? Because more people within our country that votes, the better. That's what you call true democracy. And things like this derails that, because it puts that that idea in your head to like say, well, this is why I don't vote. This is why I just stay out of it. Because they say one thing on the campaign trail and then they do another. But at this point in time, progressives in a long, long, long time actually have power to block legislation or bills, rather. And they could have did that a long time ago. But we elected more progressives in government and are speaking to the people's needs. And we need to build on that. We obviously need to organize. That's the number one thing. But we need to unionize too. We need to unionize labor forces. We need to unionize labor in this country. Organize, unionize. And the cause and effect right now, it's not too beneficial to the American people, because it's not enough and it's being derailed, as I said, by people within the own party. And it's not even the majority. That's the killing thing. It's not even majority who is derailing this, and it's hurting Biden's agenda. And it's going to be a point of time to where, like, it's either going to be make or break time. And the fiscal year, yes, is almost over, and they got till December to make a move, but it's just like, it took all of this time. It took all of this time. And I know that bills, when you're writing out legislation, is not just a 1 or 2 day thing, but it definitely shouldn't have been a 4, 5, 6 month thing. I mean, we have bills that increases military spending, defense spending, and we're able to, as a government, craft legislation up and vote on it within a matter of days. And nobody says a thing. But when it comes to implementing more social conscious bills, bringing more of those type of bills to the floor, it's always like this roadblock. And we need to start calling the roadblock what it is. Corruption. And I'm going to read this from Jack Turman III on Twitter to end the segment. He says, on Face the Nation, AOC said, quote, Biden has been a good faith partner to the entire Democratic Party. He is, in fact, a moderate. He reaches out. He tries to understand our perspective. That's why I'm fighting for his agenda. And that's what the progressives are doing. They're fighting for his agenda. This is his agenda. And you have people that are moderate Democrats like Joe Biden that is in Joe Biden's way of enacting his agenda. So you have people within his own wing of the party, if you will, in his own way. But I don't know if he's scared to, because what he needs to do is he needs to go ahead and apply that pressure and have them fall in line to vote on this. And do what needs to be done. Forget all of this bipartisan talk. Forget all of this. Well, I'm nervous that the moderates are going to think, since I'm agreeing with the progressives, that I'm more progressive. Who cares about the labeling? It's an agenda that you're trying to portray. Then do the agenda. You have the people on your side. You have the data on your side. So you need to do them and progress forward. And it just frustrates me that we have two corrupt politicians, it seems like, holding the whole country up, holding the entire country up. And it's sad. And this is what makes democracy not work. Because when you have two parties that people within those that support those parties agreeing with each other, maybe not the people inside Congress, but at least their constituents are agreeing with each other that, yeah, we should enact these things because they are important. But I'm gonna leave it there, guys. I'm gonna post this article to see what you guys think. I feel like I've ranted I feel like I've rant more than enough on this. When we come back, we will have the social media break. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. We will be right back. Hey guys, welcome back from the break. Welcome to the social media break of the show. I hope you do enjoy. Joe Sandberg says on Twitter, "A long time ago in a land far away, we were promised by politicians a $15 federal minimum wage. Oh wait, that was just in 2020 in the United States. Meanwhile, if the minimum wage had increased at the rate of productivity since 1960, it would be $24 right now." Ain't that something? Next one, Dr. Rashad Ritchie on Twitter says, "Okay, Fox News done lost their damn minds. Now they are against free lunches for kids in public schools. Fox anchor Martha McCollum, a millionaire, says kids will think that all lunches are free forever and it makes them feel, quote, entitled. WTF, what the, you know what?" I mean, literally, just WTF. Kids are there to achieve the goal of learning and graduating and things like that. So the lunches that are required, since they're going to be there for hours and hours at a hand, I just don't see how that coincides with being have an entitled mentality. Like they're kids getting a school lunch, but because it's free, they're gonna end up growing up feeling entitled. That just doesn't make any sense. Asen says on Twitter, he has a video of what was this? I don't know when this was. I don't know when the video was, but it's Biden on the president lawn. Biden takes a dig at Dem's holdout mention and cinema. Biden, he responded, Biden would bring the moderates and progressives together very easily if we had two more votes. Two people. Oh, that's what the video. I'm going to play it for you guys. Yeah, that was Joe Biden. That came from the President of the United States' mouth, which I agree with. I mean, we're with you. We're with you. Let's see. Richard Ojeda II on Twitter said, "Hey, Joe Manchin from West Virginia. This is an actual road in southern West Virginia that goes to where people live. This is why we are 50th out of 50 in infrastructure. Maybe if you took the time to visit these areas, you would know this. Pass the bill, Joe. West Virginia needs it more than any other. Do your job. Couldn't agree more." And if you follow me on Twitter at @Dodie_Vibe, DODI_VIBE, I liked that post, so you could actually see the gravel road that Richard Ojeda is talking about in his post. Pretty sad stuff, honestly. Last one, guys. Bernie Sanders. "Now is the time, finally, for Congress to have the guts to stand up for the working families and finally have the courage to take on the big money interest and wealthy campaign contributions who have so much power over the economic and political life of our country." Couldn't have said it any better. And I did want to share this before we end the social media break. I posted this on Twitter. I said, "Cheers, #TPVibe listeners. We've hit the 800 mark. All the credit and love go to the listeners that helped make this goal mark possible. Let's continue to progress together. #TPVibe, #podcast. And again, guys, I just can't thank you, the TPVibe listeners, enough for making this goal possible. We had a 500 mark a few months ago or a couple of months ago, and now we've hit the 800 mark. So the next goal set is 1,000, and it looks like we are full steam ahead on that. And all credit goes to you, the listeners, because again, without you, there will be no Progressive Vibe. So as I said in the tweet, let's continue to progress together. After we come back from the break, guys, we will close out the show. Stay tuned and we will be right back. Guys, that's going to wrap up today's show. I hope everybody enjoyed the listen today. I had a blast as usual. I hope I was able to provide some type of clarity and insight on the ordeal that's going on in Washington right now. It's pretty shameful, to be honest, because this is bare minimum stuff that the American people are asking for, and the government is not delivering to them or for them. And it's always the question after they lose the election, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, it's always pointing the blame at someone, and it should be the party that holds the power. And in this case, it's the Democratic Party right now. But as we go forward, we will continue to talk about this and hopefully come to a term to where it benefits the people more so than the politicians' donors. But anyway, guys, we will have a new episode for you next week. Always had a blast. Shout out to the listeners of the show. You make the show. Until then, guys, everybody stay safe, stay positive, stay progressive, and we will catch you in the next one. Peace out.